You are letting perfectionism rule you. Do that resonate with you? Do you still secretly tell yourself that you're just really not good enough? I was doing that. I was waking up in the middle of the night, tossing and turning, wondering, did I not complete this project because I don't know what I'm doing?
Welcome back to your weekly dose of transformation. Transform you family, my Transformers. Grab your notebook, your favorite beverage, and get ready to dive deep into real talk, actionable steps, and a whole lot of heart. I'm your guy, Marcus Hart.
Transformers, ever feel like a total fraud? Even when everyone thinks you're rocketing. Imagine that. Even when everyone thinks you're rocking it. Then that inner voice constantly whispers that you'll be exposed as a fake in a second. Yep. You know what that's called? That's imposter syndrome. And let me tell you, it recently kicked my butt. You'll think years of podcasting, coaching clients, building this community, that'd make me immune, right? Wrong. When I feel that call to dive deeper into this work, my brain went into full-on freak-out mode. Suddenly, all those kind comments, all my experience, like it never happened. Let's get into this conversation a little more deeper. This transition. See, imposter syndrome isn't the same as feeling down on yourself. It's this toxic combo of fear that you're not really good enough. And then perfectionism, it makes you obsessed over every little mistake. I got that bad. It's like, even when you win, you convince yourself it was luck, not skill, right? And here's the kicker. Research shows it's super common in high achievers. How many of you out there know that you are a high achiever, or but you still convincing yourself that the things that you have done was luck? You still obsessing over every little skill. You are letting perfectionism rule you. Do that resonate with you? Do you still secretly tell yourself that you're just really not good enough? I was doing that. I was waking up in the middle of the night, tossing and turning, wondering, did I not complete this project because I don't know what I'm doing? Am I procrastinating on something because if I don't do it a certain way, it's not going to come out correctly? You are criticizing yourself in the worst way. It's an obsession. Think about that for a moment. We stop ourselves from starting. We don't even start. Because I know I was having this problem. I wasn't even starting. And already saying that, like, it's not going to be good enough. Because I got this grand vision of how it's supposed to look. I wanted to have all the bells and the whistles. I want it to be so pretty. Okay? But this may sound cheesy, right? I found this brain hacking tool that started working for me. Okay? So don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. This tool, this brain hacking tool, is the evidence file. And it saved my sanity. It could be a physical folder, a note on your phone. Anytime someone gives you a positive feedback, screenshot that sucker, okay? Or write it down. Or, you know, you screenshot everything else. And we gotten so used to not writing in. Or, you know, get you a little platter. There are tons of past wins. You know, we get little wins all the time. Start reminding yourself of those wins. Anything that proves your worth. Anything. It can be anything that proves your worth. You say it. And then when that irritating, that disgusting imposter voice starts screaming, you force yourself to look through that fathom. It's right there. Make it readily available. Okay? The evidence file. Make it readily available. It doesn't. Okay, so, but don't think that it's going to magically cure everything. But bit by bit. And this is what these holistic approaches that I always try to give you guys, this is what they're intended to do. Bit by bit, it challenges that negative mental loop. Get it out of there. Get it out. But bit by bit, we want to challenge that negative mental loop. This is what I mean by structured resilience. You're going to hear me talk about structured resilience a lot more, because it's a practical tool tailored to how your brain works, not just generic positivity. Okay, once again, I go over it one more time. Screenshot. A note. Make sure it's a positive note. Not you know, not something negative, not something flirty. We want something. Compliments are good too. When someone give you a compliment, those are good. You know, sometimes when we are talking very bad about ourselves, calling ourselves ugly, those days are very destructive too and counterproductive. So we want to grab the compliments too. And load it up. Let's load it up. Anytime someone gives you positive feedback, those wins. Like today, what I did, I screenshotted an email of myself and a new partnership that I had made. To me, it's powerful because it's showing that I'm making progress and building out this program that I'm working on. Okay, and I'm pulling in the right people to accomplish it and make it a reality. So it shows work in progress. And that's a win. Anything that proves that you are worthy, that you are worthy, because you are worthy. Tell yourself that you are worthy. All right. Let's pivot. Let's go to the next thing. See, look, another thing that's important is that, and to understand is that we all need a support system. But with imposter syndrome, it's got to be those who truly get it, right? It's got to be with those who truly get it. You don't hang out with those who wear their clothes backwards if you wear yours forward. You don't hang out with people who are driving Kias if you are driving BMWs. Not that there's wrong with Kias, because I got a Kia Lin. But people who have known me long enough know that I used to drive BMWs. And I plan on getting me another BMW, because I truly love the brand BMW. But you gotta hang out with people who get it, though. That's the whole, that's what I'm getting at. No pun intended. But you wanna be in a space, get to a space, be in a space where you can say, I feel like I tricked everyone into thinking I'm competent without getting those blank stares. The quote in the middle here, I feel like I tricked everyone into thinking I'm competent. And when you get into a room like that with people who get it, they're not going to slam you for that. They're not going to just say like, yeah, man, you sure are an idiot. They're not going to do that. Sometimes just hearing someone else struggle the same way brings that sense of isolation, which can stop you from totally spiraling out. We want to stop you from spiraling out. I could have spiraled out if I didn't rally back to a community that supports me and keeps me going. So you want to get with a community that's going to keep you going, especially when the self-doubt gets rough. That self-doubt is going to get very rough, okay? It's going to get rough. It gets rough when you feel like you're on an island alone. I tell you, and I say this a lot nowadays to people that I sit down and talk to for the very first time, that it was very, very powerful for my healing journey when I walked into a room with other people that suffer from PTSD, and I started hearing them talk about how they've been going through therapy for 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, and they finally started to get it, and they're starting to understand how to manage the symptoms, and they were just naming off the symptoms and naming off their triggers and naming off like some of the things that bother them, and talking about like how they feel like this imposter syndrome and what type of things they need, what type of things are kind of counterproductive to their success. And it made me want to open up, made me want to be vulnerable and get that same support. And then you see these people really coming together and forming that brotherhood or sisterhood. It's powerful. It's powerful when you have a family, another family outside of your family that you can go to for support. And we all know that. During the pandemic, we feel more alone than ever. And this is, I'm going to say it again, we can do anything to stop you from spiraling out. That's why we want to encourage you to get with a community that's going to support you and keep you going when the self-doubt gets rough. So here's a call to action, right? And I want to say this with so much conviction, and I want to make it as urgent as possible. Listen up. If imposter syndrome is holding you back, rather that's in your career, relationship, heck, even if it's just taking a chance on something you want, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be this way, though. it doesn't have to be this way. Because you see, my coaching program and listening to this podcast, you know, I have shaped it to be the way you tackle this from the roots on up. It's about understanding where that voice comes from, building resilience, and finding that crew that keeps you sane. Because I too, as I mentioned early on, I went ahead of you, and I went into the battle before you, and we had this battle together, but you know, I went deep into the trenches, and I went so deep and came out with the solution, so that you can go deeper into the trenches and fight that demon. Okay, because I know it's hard to face these demons alone. And that's why, you know, we want to give you all the battle tools and all the support needed to overcome. All right. So head on to my website. I dare you. I double dog dare you to head to my website at www.coaching.marcus-hart.com. You know, I also have the link tree in the episode description too. I also dare you to share this episode with someone too if you found it very beneficial and subscribe to it. And if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, subscribe, hit the like button. Help break the algorithm by dropping a comment and telling me what you think. If you made it this far, again, I've been doing this thing for countless years. Head to my website for all of the goodies. You know, there's so much that, you know, the blogs. And if you're tired of waiting to finally own your awesomeness, message me. You know, the Linktree has a way for you to message me directly. What are you waiting for? Let's get started. Please, let's get started. You know, we don't have to wait. As I start wrap this up, it appears that I have made it this far with you guys. Yeah, I can't tell you enough that taking a chance on something you want doesn't have to involve having the imposter syndrome hold you back. It doesn't have to involve having the imposter syndrome hold you back. Okay? It doesn't have to involve that. Because this thing it shows up in your career. It shows up in your relationships. It shows up in your health. And it destroys you. All right. That's all. I'm praying for you guys. I'm rooting for you. We'll be back again next week. Many blessings. Peace and lots of love. I'm Marcus.